Everybody, fire away.
How important was it for you guys to get Harrison's deal done this offseason?
I figured it would get done. I don't think that Harrison is a guy that really cares that much about money. I think he loves playing football and loves, being out here and working and things like that. And so I figured it would get done eventually.
What does he mean to your guys' defense when he's on the field?
Well, he's a leader by example. He plays real hard. He's tough. He's smart. He's like a lot of our guys.
What's the difference between minicamp and OTAs in terms of what you guys do? Is it the same thing? Is it just?
Well, we're going to do really the same thing. I mean, you can actually keep them longer, have a training camp practice, but we're going to do just like we're doing now.
Mike, what have you seen from Teddy Bridgewater through these past couple months?
Yeah, yesterday he had a really good day. Threw the ball really, really well. I thought he threw the ball well today, too. He just seems to be cutting it loose a little bit more. He sees it and lets it go. Throwing some really nice deep balls. He seems like he's matured into more comfortable in everything he does.
In offense,
yeah. I don't see him much around the guys.
How do you feel about the other safety spot these days?
It's still a work in progress. We're trying to look at all the different guys. Griffin is learning. I like some of the things that Curse is doing. Exum is athletic. Anthony Harris very seldom makes mistakes, and Dejo's solid like he usually is. So we'll just have to keep going. And the one thing I try not to do, especially in OTAs when we're not in pads, is try not to jump to some kind of conclusion about who should be the starter and who shouldn't. We'll kind of let that play out in camp.
Does that mean we shouldn't too then?
Well, that's what you guys get paid to do, is jump to conclusions.
How about Stavi? We watched him play Wisconsin in the Big Ten. What does a guy like that have to do to get your attention, to get the camp, to do those kinds of things?
Well, he actually throws the ball really well. He's got some things mechanically he has to work on, like most young guys. But it's really about the speed of getting the ball out, the speed of knowing where to go. All those factors. It's just harder for a really young guy. Like all young guys, but he's doing a good job. He's learning. He's working. Throwing the ball nice. So he's just got to continue to do that. And same thing at that quarterback spot. We've got those four guys there, and really it's going to come down to training camp and preseason games and things like that.
You reach into it. What have you thought of Treadwell, where he's at?
He had three really good days. I don't know if today was his best day. But he's had three really good days. He's got really good acceleration. He's fast off the line, runs good routes, catches the ball good. And he's got a good feel about how to run the routes.
When you're with a guy like that, I mean, you guys have shown that you'll play first-round picks early, but you also kind of let them go at their pace. What is the progression with a guy like that as you're trying to get him used to the offense?
Well, we try to push him as fast as we can. Every guy, not just receivers, or not just first round guys. But it's how fast he picks. He's got a lot of football instincts. It's just how fast. Line up here, run this route against this coverage, but he's been catching the ball good. Today he had a couple flinches, which that can't happen. So he's got to correct that.
Barr's been missing quite a bit of time here in OTAs. Any concern there?
Mm-mm. You said you didn't think he was dealing with an injury a couple of weeks ago. Is that still the case, or is he dealing with something?
It's the same thing. But I'm not. First injury report comes out September 3rd or something like that. So that's when I'll give him.
What are your expectations for Trey Waynes entering his second season?
Well, he's progressing. Here's what I told somebody earlier today. Last year was more about learning what to do. Now it's having the feel for the game and playing, understanding the the tightness that he has to be in the coverage. You know, it's time to continue to push him, you know, into making more plays on the ball. And that's what I'm trying to get him to do. So my expectation now is to get him to be more aggressive in the coverage, because he knows what to do now. Now it's time to go be aggressive. You know, and the one thing about, like, with him and Xavier, right, we can't bump and run here. We can't press, which is probably Trey's strength, right? So, like, Xavier, his strength was always bump and run. And this is the first spring that I felt like he's really improved in his off coverage. And so it's a little bit like that with Trey. I think when he starts getting in there and he's playing more bump and run and things like that, he'll show better. But it just takes a little while in off coverage because, you know, there's air in the coverage, which makes it a little bit more difficult for the defenders. And consequently, you know, guys like Treadwell, we were talking about a minute ago, you know, we haven't seen him against press. So, but I'm pushing him to be better in off coverage. I guess that's my best answer. Long-winded.
Everson Griffin had some growing pains coming out of college, and obviously the first couple of years here you didn't have to deal with him at all. But how do you see him sort of is he a finished product yet at this point?
Well, I'll tell you, he's I don't know that anybody's ever a finished product. He works extremely hard every single day. He continues to get better every day. You know, some of the things he can do on the practice field because of his athletic ability and his determination and the way he works, it really is special. And so as long as I think he's very, very talented that continues to improve. And as long as he keeps working the way he does, I think there's some more there to get to him.
How has Charles Johnson been looking? He's been doing a lot of first-team reps this off.
Yeah, he's actually done good. You know, he's smooth, runs good routes, catches the ball good. I think Teddy and him have a pretty good rapport. You know, and same thing, we'll just let all these guys fight it out in camp.
That limited playing time last year with him, just the rib injury and how hard it is to play through that?
Well, you know, a little bit of digs came on pretty good, and, you know, that kind of set him back a little bit.
Was Alex Boone able to get any work in today?
No, he didn't work today. Good?
Good.
All right, thanks. Appreciate it.